This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. First, if you already have a question for me, please pause the podcast and call me on 732-673-0510. My firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. As the name implies, this podcast offers advice for those of us working and living at the street level. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Today's topic is a question. Are your refunds lower in 2018? Most likely it does not mean your taxes have increased. Many taxpayers are going to find that their refunds are lower than last year. If you're one of those people, please don't fall for the hysteria that the media has been pushing the past week or two. If your refunds are lower, it most likely does not mean your taxes have increased. Let me explain what happened with regard to payroll tax withholdings in 2018. Last year, the payroll tax tables were changed to accommodate the tax reform's new lower tax rates. If you follow my blog, you would see memos that advised you to take a look at your new withholdings to see if they were adequate compared to 2017. Many times we found that the new withholdings in 2018 were relatively lower than they were in 2017. Well, what does this mean? It means everything else being equal, especially your income, of course your refund is lower because your withholding was lower. If so, you may be in a situation, like many of my clients are finding, that you had more money in your paychecks all year. If that is the case, it should make sense that your 2018 refund might be lower than 2017. Having more money in your weekly paychecks, to me, is better tax planning than having a large refund. So before you believe that your taxes have increased because your refund is lower, you should take a little time to dig deeper into your tax numbers on your tax return to see what really happened. Here are some tips to take a closer look at your tax numbers. Was your total income tax, not your refund or balance due, shown on Form 1040 for 2018 actually lower or higher than 2017? If lower, that means tax reform was great for you. Look at your withholdings on your W-2. Were they higher or lower than they were in 2017? If they are lower, then you did have more money in your paycheck and it makes sense your refund is lower. Divide your total tax, not your refund or balance due, into your taxable income for 2018 and 2017. What percentage do you get? Is the 2018 percentage lower than the 2017 percentage? That would mean you are paying relatively less tax in 2018. So upon further inspection, you may find that overall you have actually saved taxes compared to 2017. If you have questions about this issue, I urge you to contact me so I can help you analyze the situation to see exactly how you have fared under Trump's tax reform plan. Remember, a lower refund does not necessarily mean you are paying more tax than last year, and please spread the word on this. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.